Sagt der Mishnah Vayta, Masechta Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, Bezeh Hashem Yizbarach, we're going to learn a lot of important Yesoidos. Really, there are Negeya to Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. So the way we're going to learn the Mishnah is we're going to learn it slowly. We're going to say it once, perhaps just touch the words without really explaining it. We'll say it again. We'll explain a little bit more, and then we'll say it a third time and explain it with all the details. I hope that that'll be the easiest way that we can ease ourselves into understanding it. Zakta Eilig Mishnah, once again, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Motza Shitrei Chayv. I'm walking down the street. I say, what's this? I pick it up. Oh, it's a Shtar Chayv. It says that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Should I return it? And if I do return it, should I return it to Reuven or to Shimon? Zakta Mishnah, Motza Shitrei Chayv. If a person finds Shtoris that explain who owes what to whom. So it depends what type of loan it is. Im yesh ben achrayis nechasim lo yachzer, then don't return it. Shebezdin nifroin mehen. Bezdin uses this shtar to take back money from someone who may have purchased the field from the one who owed the money. However, ein behen achrayis nechasim, if there is no achrayis nechasim in the shtar that you found, yachzer, you can return it. She'ein bezdin nifroy mehem. Bezdin does not use it to collect a field from a person who purchased it. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So let's explain. When it comes to loans, there are two types of loans. There's one loan that is called a milva al peh. Milva al peh means Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, can you please lend me $10,000? It's not written anywhere. There may not even be any edim. A second type of loan is called a milva b'shtar, where one person loans money to a friend, and everything is documented, everything is written into the shtar, and edim sign on it. The edim are signing, yes, we know for a fact that Shimon gave Reuven $10,000, and who is the shtar chayv given over to? It's given over to the malva. The malva is, in our mashal, Shimon, the one who lends money. We've discussed this beforehand. When there's a mem at the beginning of a word, the ois mem, and it's not part of the shayrish, it's someone who gives. The malva is the one who lends the money. The loiva is the one who receives the money. So we take the money and we give it to the malva. And he's going to keep this shtar until Reuven pays back the money. When Reuven pays back the money, the malva, Shimon, is going to return the shtar to the loiva, Reuven. Of course, Reuven needs to get that shtar back. He says, if I don't get the shtar back, what happens if after I paid back, Shimon's going to show the shtar in Bezdin and say, I owe him money? Now, some places, Shimon didn't give Reuven back the shtar. Rather, he wrote a receipt that you paid the money back. That receipt that you paid the money back in the Lashon of the Gemara is called a shoiver. The shoiver goes to the loiva. Should Shimon ever come and say, excuse me, I have a shtar, it says you owe me money, Reuven will say, excuse me, I have a shoiver over here, it says that I paid you. So the bottom line, as long as Shimon is holding on to the shtar that says Reuven owes him $10,000, and Reuven doesn't have a shoiver, Shimon can use that shtar to collect the money. Now Shimon can use the shtar for other reasons as well, not just for collecting the money from Reuven. Suppose Shimon comes to Reuven, he says, excuse me, Reuven, you borrowed $10,000 from me, the time came to pay it back. Sorry, I don't have any money. Don't have any money? What? But you had a field, let me take your field. Oh, that field? Yeah. When I gave you the money, I made sure that you had a field. So worst comes to worst, I can collect the field or collect part of the field that's worth $10,000. Oh, Shimon, too bad. I sold the field. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's not necessarily too bad. Shimon can say, oh, who did you sell the field to, Levi? Hello, Reb Levi, you bought a field from Reuven? Yes, I'm sorry to tell you. But I had a shibud on that field. You bought this field from a person that owed me money, and therefore I have a right to collect that field back. Now Levi's going to say, why is it my fault? I bought this field legitimately from Reuven. How was I supposed to know Reuven owes you money, Shimon? And Shimon says you should have checked. Nothing against you, Levi, but you have to give me the field. Reuven owed me the money before he sold you the field, and you try to get your money back from Reuven. Really, even if Shimon didn't have a shtar, even if it was a milva al peh, min ha-toyra, Shimon has a right to go to Levi and say, excuse me, you bought a field from someone who owed me money. But Chazal were concerned for Levi. What if Levi says, how was I supposed to know when I bought a field that Reuven owes you money? You mean, if there was a shtar and there was Edom, you could have checked it up in the records. What if there was no shtar? What if it was a milval peh? So in Echanami, Levi is right. How was he supposed to know? So therefore, Chazal were misakein that only a milva b'shtar could be goiva from the lekuchais. Levi is called the lekuchais. He's the one who purchased the field. If it was only a milva al peh, even though everyone admits that it's true, that Shimon gave the money to Reuven, but he cannot take away a field from Levi. Now let's take a look at the shtar. Let's start again. Reuven says to Shimon, can you please lend me $10,000? Shimon says, okay, we have to write up a shtar. Write up a shtar, there's Edom, everything is taken care of. What does it say in the shtar? Sometimes the shtar says, beferish. Reuven owes Shimon $10,000, and if Reuven is going to try to sell his field now, Shimon has a right to collect that field back. There's an achrayas. That field carries a responsibility to pay back the loan. What happens if we have a shtar? The shtar says that Shimon owes Reuven money, and there are Edom that signed in the shtar and it was done in Pezin. But it doesn't say these words, that there's an achrayas on the nechasim, on the estate. That if Reuven doesn't pay back, Shimon can take the money. Is that automatic? Even if it doesn't say so? Or is it only if the shtar spells it out? Rebbe Meir holds, it's only if the shtar spells it out. We don't say it was a mistake. Oh, the sefer just forgot to write it. Achrayis lav toa sefer. That means, if it doesn't say on the shtar that Shimon has a right to collect a field that Levi bought, he can't do it. It wasn't a mistake that they left it out. It's not there. The Chachamim hold, they disagree with Rameh. They say Achrayis toa sefer. Doesn't have to say it. The mere fact that there's a shtar that exists that says that Reuven owes Shimon $10,000, that means automatically that there's a chrayas. That if Reuven sells his field afterwards, Shimon can take it back from Levi. It doesn't have to say it. And if it doesn't say it, it's a mistake. They didn't put it in. But it doesn't change anything. As they halt in the chacham. Now, all of this is very important to know for the person who finds the shtar. Why? Why? Why is that so important for me who found the shtar to know? I'll just return it. Let's learn our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Matzah Shitrei Chayv. This person finds shtarois. A shtar is a contract. Chayv means where it says over here how one person owes someone else money. Im yesh be machrayis nechasim. This Tana holds. Check out what it says. If it says that Shimon the Malva can collect karka, land that was sold by Reuven to Levi, lo yachzer, don't return it. Not to the Malva, not to Shimon who lent the money, and not to the Leiva, not to Reuven who borrowed the money. Why? What's the problem? Shebezdin, the Freund man, Bezdin's going to use this shtar to collect the field from Levi. However, if ein behem achrayis nechasim, if it doesn't say in this shtar that Shimon has a right to collect the field from Levi, from the person who bought it from Reuven, or, in other words, that the Malva has a right to collect the field from the Leiva after he sells it to the Lekuchais, then the din is yachzer. It's okay to return it. She'ein bezdin efroin mehen. Because bezdin can't use this shtar to help Shimon collect the field from Levi anyway. Divei Rebbe Meir, Zeyalt Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim, I remember, the Chachamim say, benkach u benkach, whether it does say so beferish in the shtar or it doesn't say so beferish in the shtar. Whether it says that Shimon has a right to collect the field or it doesn't say so. Lo yachzer, don't return it. Ibn Eshah Bezin the Freiman, because Bezin has a right to back up Shimon's claim and take the field away from Levi anyway. The Chachamim disagree with Rameh. They say, Achrayis Toa Seifer. That means, if it doesn't say in the shtar that there's an Achrayis, it's only a mistake on the Seifer's part. But it's automatic. If Shimon has a shtar, that means he can collect the field. And I don't want you to return this field, because what if Bezin uses it to help Shimon collect the field from Levi? Now let's go back here a little bit. I'm walking down the street and I see this shtar on the floor. I didn't realize how complicated this is. I pick it up. It says that Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. So I don't know. This mission is very complicated for me. Why can't I just go to Shimon and say, "Oh, Shimon, there you are. Wow, what a mazel! Here's the shtar. Here's the shtar that says that Reuven owes you $10,000." Even though the chances are that Shimon is an erlicha person. What if Shimon is not? What if Shimon is going to smile and say, hello, Reuven, here's the shtar. You owe me money. And Reuven's going to say, but I paid you already. Really? Then where's the shtar? If you paid me, I should have given the shtar back to you. I lost it. Right, right. Well, right now, I have the shtar. Please pay me. Of course, he's not going to say pay me again. That's going to be an admission that he paid him once. But what if Shimon is dishonest and he'll try to use the shtar to collect the money from Reuven a second time? Oh my, I wouldn't want to do that, says the finder. Okay, so forget it. You know what I'm going to do? I'll return it to Reuven. Reuven's the loiva. He's the one that owes the money to Shimon. No, we don't want you to do that. What if Reuven really didn't pay up yet? And now Reuven's going to take the shtar and say thank you. And then he's going to say to Shimon, well, you know, I paid already, you see. You even gave me back the shtar. And Shimon says, you didn't pay me. The shtar, I have it. I lost it. Reuven says, too bad. I have it. That means I paid you. That's why we can't really give the shtar not to Shimon, in case Shimon is going to use it to collect again, and not to Reuven, in case Reuven's going to use it for an excuse not to pay if Itaka didn't pay yet. Now, let me ask you something. What if I ask Reuven, excuse me, Reuven, did you pay up that loan yet? Yeah, I paid it already. Oh, you found the shtar? Yeah, I dropped it. Shimon gave it back to me. Okay, wait. Shimon, did Reuven pay you? No. Oh, yeah, I lost the shtar. So we don't give the shtar back, not to Shimon and not to Reuven. I don't know who's telling the truth. And it makes no difference whether it does say Achrayas or it doesn't say Achrayas. What is the Mishnah's case? Where does it make a difference? If it says Achrayas in the shtar or not, it would be only in the following case. I go to Reuven and I say, did you pay up the money yet? Reuven says, no. No, I still owe him the money. Reuven, you're a tzaddik. Shimon, did Reuven pay you yet? No, he didn't pay me yet. Oh, very good. So now for sure I should give it to Shimon, right? What's the problem? What are you scared of? Shimon's going to collect the money again? Reuven admits they didn't pay yet. Well, we're still concerned for something over here. What if really Reuven paid up? And he's lying when he says I didn't pay. And why would Reuven do that? A person lies to try to save money. Why would he lie and say I didn't pay up yet when he already paid? Well, maybe it's a trick. Maybe Reuven wants to get the field back from Levi. Levi doesn't want to give it back to him. So he's going to make up a story that he didn't pay the loan yet. Give the shtar back to Shimon. Shimon says, I'm sorry. Oh, Reuven sold it to you and he owed money to me. You have to give it back to me. And then they're going to divide the money amongst themselves. Now, normally you wouldn't be concerned for that, but the fact that we found the shtar laying on the floor, that already shows us something is wrong over here. Something doesn't stem. So according to Rabbi Meir, who says that if it doesn't say in the shtar that you can collect the field, you can't. So under these circumstances, and that's the case of our mission, when the loiva is moided to the malva that he's chayiv, so it's going to depend. If it doesn't say achrayas nechosim, so what are you worried about? You can't get the field from Levi anyway. There can't be some secret deal over here between Reuven and Shimon to get the field back from Levi. It doesn't say Achrayas Nechazim in the shtar. So give it back to Shimon. Maybe Shimon's going to use it to collect the money from Reuven. What's the problem? Reuven says he didn't pay yet. Azei Haldra Meir. So again, let's see the words of the Mishnah inside. Matzah Shitri Chayv, if he finds the shtar Chayv, Im Yesh Ben Achrayas Nechazim, only in this case. That's no dependent if there's Achrayas Nechazim or not. Reuven admits he didn't pay yet. We still say lo yachzer, don't give it back to Shimon. Shebez nifron mehen. Beden's going to use this to collect the field from Levi, and maybe there's a trick over here. Maybe Reuven really did pay, and Reuven and Shimon got together to be able to get the field out of Levi. Later they're going to split the money. But if ein behem achrayas nechazim, if it doesn't say in the shtar that you can collect the field, so what's the problem? Yachzer, return it. Shein bezen nifron mehen. Bezen can't use this to collect the field. Divi Reb Meir, Zehalt Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds if it doesn't say beferish in the shtar that the malva can collect the field, you can't. So there's no problem. Reuven admits he didn't pay it. Give it back to Shimon. However, the Chachamim say, Ben kach u ben kach lo yachzer. No. Whether it says achrayas nechosim or not, whether it says in the shtar that the malva can collect the field or it doesn't, it's automatic. The malva can always collect the field if there's a shtar. And Bezen will use it to collect the field from Levi. And therefore, we're scared. being that the shtar fell over here, someone found it, was scared, maybe there's some not such kosher business going on over between Reuven and Shimon, and therefore don't return it. We don't want someone fulfilling the mitzvah of a Shabbos Haveda in such a way that someone else can steal money. So quickly, chazring over, what would you say to someone that says, I found the shtar, should I give it back to the loiva or the malva? What does the shtar say? It says that Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. But Reuven says that he paid already. No, then don't return it. Don't return it to the malva, because maybe Taka did pay already, and the malva will collect it again. And don't return it to the loiva, because maybe he's lying, maybe he didn't pay yet. But now I have a shtar, yeah, but Reuven's maida, that he didn't pay yet. Ah, so then there are three halachas you have to know. Is there a chrayis nechasim in the shtar? Oh, that means that Shimon would be able to collect the fill from Levi if Reuven sold it to Levi? That's right. Yes, there is. Then don't return it. We're scared. Maybe Reuven and Shimon made a deal amongst themselves. Maybe Reuven really paid. Oh, Reuven really paid. But he wants Shimon to be able to collect the fill from Levi, so he's saying he didn't pay. That's right. What if it doesn't say in the shtar? It doesn't say in the shtar that there's a chrayis. It doesn't say that the malva could collect a field that was sold to someone else. Oh, then it would depend. According to Remeir, you can return it because Itaka won't be able to collect it. But according to the Chachamim, even if it doesn't say, it can be used anyway to collect the field from Levi. So don't return it. By the way, there's one more case, and that's where it says beferish in the shtar that there is no achrayis. Not that it's just missing. It doesn't say anything about achrayis. It says, although there's a loan over here, you cannot collect any field that was sold. That's what it says, and everyone would agree, in such a case where the loiva is maida, they didn't pay yet, that there's nothing wrong with returning it to Shimon.